We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from a two dots, approximately 10 lines from the top. We had a sugya before, Ktana Sheneskacha Shlo Yodas Avia, which means there was a girl who was Mekadosh herself without her father's das. Actually, Tosha speaks out there that who had been Benaira, according to Rab Yechanan, that Lekuli Alma, Naira cannot be Mekadosh herself, and according to Rab Rish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yehuda, then Nara can mekadosh herself. It's the same sugya. If she's mekadosh herself, shloi dasavi, what's the halacha? So what did Gemara come out? That both Shmuel and Rab and Shmuel both held that they need to get an imian. They need to get shem and esrat zavi. Maybe her father wanted. Her father wanted, then it becomes like if you run the way Ran learns, it's like a schus for the father, and she the kedushin works then with Afreya once the father wants, and you need imian just to show that it's only a suffic kedushin and kedushin is typhus ba'achaisa. That's what we had in the sugi before. Both Rav and Shmuel hold like that. That it's and Rav and Shmuel hold they need tzrich get but tzrich imian. So now we're gonna go a little weiter in the story. Itmar. Let's say this ktana was a skatcha shloya dasavia. And lemaisa before her husband gave a get or she did imian, the husband died. Itma meis v'naflofnei achiv liibum, and this girl fell to the brother liibum. Omrav hun omrav, mimamenes l'mama. Right? If the yavam did maimer, then you have mion. Ve'im mimenes zikasai. But if there was just zika here, you don't do mion. And the Gemara is going to explain what that means. Keitzai. Also by maimer. So remember, we'll give some names here just to make it a little clear. Ruvain was mekadesh disktana shaloi l'das avia. She was still a ketana. And then, so the halacha is, we said before, Rav and Shmuel both say, you need a get and you need me in order to make her mutter because she's married to Reuven. But the problem is Reuven died, and now she fell to Yibam and Shimon. So Shimon went ahead and gave Maimer, gave Kedushin already. That's like the prerequisite, it's the thing before the actual Yibam, he gave Maimer. Okay, so also about Maimer. So halacha is, you need Tzricha get, but Tzricha chalitza, but Tzricha mien. You need three things then. Get, chalitza, and mien. Why? Tzricha get shem nesrat zav kedusheni. Maybe the father wanted a second kedushin, so that's why you need to get because now the maimar is a regular kedushin of Yivite. She was never married to the first one, so maybe he wanted a second one. And even if he wasn't married to the first one, every maimar needs a get anyway by a yavam. When a yavam does maimar, you need a get. So you need a get shem nesrat zav kedusheni. Maybe the father wanted. Maybe the father wanted in the first kedushin, so it was a good kedushin. So now it's a real yavam here. She felt a real yibum, so she needs chalitza. Maybe the father really doesn't want the not kedushin rishon, not kedushin sheni, and therefore people are going to think that if Shimon is Mekadesh, the sister of this girl, it's not Mekadeshes, because it's a chois gerushasa, because he made Maimer. So you have needed a mien to show that was not a real thing. It was not a real thing. Now, the Gemara says, Loi nesratzav, loi b'kedusha, rishon, loi b'kedusha sheni. Like Rashi points out, the Loi nesratzav, loi rishon is not negeya here. Even if the father did want kedusha rishon, v'loi b'kedusha sheni, it still would be the same sugya because the halacha is achoyz chalutzasoi is tayves kedushin. Like Gemara is going to say in a second. So therefore, the reason why you need mian is to show that the second kedushin wasn't a real kedushin, and Shimon is tayves ba'achoyz. And it's even more than that. Reuven's it makes a difference here anyway because Reuven's not alive anymore. That's not given achoyz chalutzasoi. Reuven's not alive anymore. Not because achoyz chalutzasoi. Reuven's not alive anymore. It's not a geya if Reuven's good kedushin, not kedushin legabe achoyz. So Reuven's not alive anymore. Reuven's not mekadosh her sister anymore. So it's not a geya. But that's not a point to point. It's like kedin asva, like Rashi says.
What about the achoyz
chalutzasoi? We're going to talk about that achoyz chalutzasoi in a second. That's not a problem. That's type of kedushin. Yeah. So v'yoyim regis v'achoyz. So that's why you need it. Loi osa b'maimer. But if Shimon did not do maimer, ain't it tzricha lechalitza b'vad? All you need is chalitza. You don't need a get, and you don't need mian. All you need is chalitza. So why don't you need a get? Simple, because there's no kedushin here. The first one died, Reuven died, and Shimon didn't make kedushin. So all you need is for that zika, you need a chalitza, that's all. Aviva, the first kedushin was a good kedushin, so maybe this is a real yavam. It's a real yavam, all you need is chalitza. My amr to bayin amimion, maybe it's nimion, why? Because we want to show this chalitza is not 100% chalitza. Because if it's 100% chalitza, So they're going to say, you're not Teufis, Shimon is not Teufis Kedushin in the sister. He says, that's not true. Anyway, Shimon makes Kedushin to a sister of his girl, anyway it's Teufis, because Achoyz Chalut Sosei or Achoyz Zukosei is Teufis Kedushin. My Amrith, when I'm Mion, Shem Yemer, and Kedushin Teufis of Achoyz, people will say that Kedushin is not Teufis of Achoyz, HaKol Yoidin, everyone knows Achoyz Chalutza de Rabbanon. Everyone knows that Achoyz of your Chalutza is only the Rabbanon, and it's Teufis Kedushin. The Amr HaShlokish, Rosh Lakish says, in Masechta Zivamas, Kan Shana Rebbe, Achoyz Grusha Midda Araisa, Achoyz Chalutza of the Vesayfrim, Achoyz Grusha de Araisa, Achoyz Chalutza de Rabbanon. Like Rashi explains, what's the case in Yavamas? Yavamas, the case is that someone was Chalutz to his Yavama, and his brother, let's say it's Levi, married this girl's sister. So now, and then Levi dies, and Levi's wife falls to Shimon, so there, the halacha is that yecheletza is loy misvi avemes, but lemaisa it's not. But it's not an erva. It's not a full fledged erva. There, it's not full fledged erva. Even if it's a tzaras erva, it won't be patered because it's only midrabanan and it's not midraisa. Chayitz chulut sasa is only midraban, not midraisa. It says the Gemara Yavama is kan shana rebbe. So here, what you don't need me in to show that this chalitza wasn't 100% chalitza, because even if it is 100% chalitza, still. It's not a gay to show that. If you don't do maimer, all you need is chalitza. So again, so the verse is very clear that if you do maimer, you need a mion, a get, both out the maimer, and you need chalitza out the first marriage. If you don't do maimer, all you need is chalitza. So back in the beginning of the Gemara, the Gemara says, so you only have a mion for maimer, not for zika. You don't need mion for that. That's what this means. It's only the geya, mion, only if you do kedushin, only if it does maimer, not if you just have chalitza. So, tomorrow, Hanu beit rei dava kashosu char matusi tzifi. There was two mechatanim, future mechatanim, a sugya of mechatanim, were sitting under they were drinking wine under a tzipi b'bavel. It wasn't matusi tzipi b'bavel. So, first pshat in Rashi is tachas iloni tafsefo shu min arava. So again, Yonan D'Yayma, if you look at the Mishnah in Sukkah, it handles Tzif Tzifa is a good Arava. The Maestri Paschal, it's not. It's possible Arava. But the Maestri, they were sitting under this Arava tree, type of willow tree. Lashon Acharash says it means it was like these mats that were sticking out of these poles out of the wall, out of the wall, and Shirabim, like this overhang. They were sitting under this, they were drinking wine. Mom was drinking a L'chaim. Koshosi Charam Matusi Tzifa Bavel, Shokel Chad Menayu Kosta Chamra, one of them took a cup of wine, Yovli Lechavri, gave it to his friend, Oma, Mekacheli Bartech Lebri, your daughter is Mekudish to my son. So the father of the son, his son was 25 years old, the father of the son gives Kedushin to the father of the girl, and he says, here's a cup of wine, the Mekadish is your daughter to my son. So here it's like, the father's Mekadish his son, we're at his das. The father has no rishus over a son. So Amar Avina, afilu man de Amar chashinon shem nesratz av. Even in the last sugi that we learned by kitcha a ketana shekitcha shloim das avia, there's a chash shem nesratz av, and that's why it's a good kedushin. Shema nesratz av ben loyam minan. We don't not choishes for shem nesratz av ben. That means that if the father makes a kedushin for him at his das, we don't say that. Maybe he wants. What's the difference? Rashi explains, let's see the top Rashi inside. Shem Nesratza Ben, Shekir Shle Av, Shlem Adat, Lo Yamrinam. The Av, Kedusha Bita, Vecholdu Nichle. Av, when he accepts, when someone gives Kedusha to his daughter, the Ketana, he's Nichle Vecholdu. Why? Tav Mesa Tandu. Av, Gavra, Dayek Venosev, Well, Ben Emshus Av, Kavsu Yishav, Shukhusa. His son wants to pick out his wife himself. So we're not choish Hashem and Nesratza Ben. Buy a girl Nesratza Av. The father wants to get his daughter married off. Therefore, we can assume maybe Nesratza Av. But Shem and Nesratza Ben lo yaminu. What? You didn't make him steal. Yeah. What? Abraham was a Kashitza. Huh?
Abraham was a Kashitza.
No, he was not a Kashitza. What? Right. So Eliezer was a shliach lekedushin to Mekadesh. What? It's a good kasha. It's a very good kasha. Amalei Rabban La Ravina. V'dilma, Amalei Rabban La Ravina. V'dilma Shliach. I don't know exactly the sugi, but it's a very good question. Excellent question. Shem Nesratza Ben La Ravina. You don't say Shem Nesratza HaBen. Shem Nesratza Ben La Ravina. Amalei Rabban La Ravina. V'dilma Shliach Shavya. So maybe we said over here that there's no Shemin Esratza Ben, you don't say. Now, the Mordechai is asking what happened to the Dini Shlichas. So it's great. It's also a good question. But the answer is something called Zochin La'adam Shloyefanav. Avivak the Schia. That's automatic Shlichas. So here, if this, you know, the son wants it, or you're worried the son wants it. If son says he wants it, it turns out it was a Schia L'Mafreya. That's what happens. It was a Schia L'Mafreya. Someday I bought a Ravina of a Dilma Shliach Shavya. Maybe he made his father a shliach. How do you know that didn't happen? This sukkah is very funny because why don't you just ask the people, did you make a shliach? Obviously, they're not here. They're not here. The mechut and the father, the daughter comes to Bez and says, you know, my daughter got a kedushin. Is it kedushin? Can I make a shliach for her? So they ask the story. So maybe he made him a shliach. Maybe his father a shliach. So Mordechai says, no, you don't have to worry about that. It's not a chash. Why? There's no, a person does not make his father a shliach. That's a chutzpah to point your father a shliach. Afraid the Gemara, I'll tell you different chash. Maybe the son wants him to tell the father, you know what? I want that girl. You know, I wouldn't mind marrying that girl. So here, the father took care of him. So it's like a schia. We know it's a schia. He wants it. So maybe that was the case. So the Gemara comes out. Omli Rab Bar Shimon Feirish Am Amar Lishavu Lehad Rav Shmuel. Like Rashi explains that I heard from that he doesn't hold bechlal of. Like a Ravina does not hold. Ravina made this psak. Ravina said, he doesn't hold bechlal Rav Shmuel. He holds that you're not choish Hashem Shratza Av at all. And for sure, you're not choish Hashem Osu Aben Shliach. Of course, you're not choish for that. And therefore, and I did, he said, I lost Ravina was a filu man the Omer Shratza Shratza Av. He said, that was the Rav for the Milsa. He doesn't hold that. So since he doesn't hold that, there's no chash that we're going to be choshes Shem and Esratza Ben or Shem and Esratza Tzuyah Kameh, because even by Shem and Esratza Av we don't say. And that's Pshat Ravina, why he says that there's, you don't have to worry about Kedushin in such a case. You don't have to worry about Kedushin in such a case. And because of that, the Tosafot has said over here that we pass like Ravina and we don't pass Rav Shmuel B'chlal. And we're not choshes Shem and Esratza Av even there. And you don't need to get or mean. Vafilo Shidchu, that's what Tosafot speaks about over here. That he says that might be the halacha. And Akaponim, and Tosafot has a whole nother discussion. If a ketana, if the father went to Mediras Yam, could she her mother Mekadesh her? Midar Abanon, do you have Kushner Abanon? Tosafot has a whole discussion about that. But in any case, we're coming out over here, the fear of Vina, you're not Choshesh Shem Esrat Zahav, and you're also not Choshesh Shem Esrat Zahav Ben. Shem Esrat Zahav Ben. Now, just to get back to what Moshe's asking this time, we know all over Shas that a father cannot accept Kedushin for a son. So that's a good kash. You want to ask about Avraham Avinu, I'm sure you look at the Chavetz Chaim Sharon, that's one of those farms that probably handle it, but we have to think about that kash. But saying, in Shemesh Ratzah Ben, that wasn't the sugya here, but upon him, that's what comes out. We're not Chayesh Shemesh Ratzah Ben.